that the leadership skills that's needed is heightened. You need a little bit more. You can't keep referencing 1960s of leadership style. It will fail you.
Doesn't work in 2021.
Yes. So your emotional intelligence and social intelligence needs to be heightened.
Yes.
Because obviously times have changed. You need to learn something new.
Times have really changed.
As opposed to saying women are evil. If that's what you're doing, that's going to backfire. The only way that will not backfire is if you live in a cave and you don't mess with women.
Oh, so women are evil, but your mother is not evil. Your sister is not evil. Your daughter is not evil. I mean, these things don't make no sense. Come on, guys.
Okay, so I have 7 additional facts, bonus that's in there too. 1 out of every 2 marriages ends in divorce. We know that. I don't know why that's additional. 2, there are
1 out of every 2 marriages. Ah, that's high, yo.
That's 50%.
Oh, yeah, if we didn't say 50%. Yeah. That's really high, yo. Thinking about it.
All right, so we've got a brand new article at lolaandola.com/blog. It's called Marriage Statistics. 9 facts and what they mean. So there are actually about 18 facts altogether. On this article, I'm just giving you a heads up, but there's 9 main facts that we wanted to share with you. Then I did an additional one. The article is up there, just go ahead and read it. I think you'll find it interesting. You need to be aware of these things, okay, so that you can know the kind of odds against your marriage. As much as we like to say every marriage is different.
Who are actually very, similar than we like to think.
Yes, that we like to admit. Yeah, we have patterns. Humans have patterns in their behavior. And there are things you can read. There are vibes. You can read a room. You can smell some things. And yes, it is still correct that every marriage is unique. But when you just approach it only from that, you miss out if you don't know what is going on here. You build a massive blind spot. Just because you think every marriage is unique, no one should judge yours. Nobody's judging yours.
You already judging yours.
You're judging it by that behavior.
You're already judging yours. Oh my God.
So one, the average age for marriage in the United States is 27 years old.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
So even as bad as people think people are not getting married,
people are still there. Yeah.
I think the statistics is 2019. So the same-sex marriage has also risen rapidly in recent years. So, that's the reality of what's going on. First marriage, nearly half of first marriage end in divorce within 5 years.
Wow.
Nearly half. So, we know that 50% are cross-border. But within first five years, almost half.
Oh my God. And to be honest, 5 years is...
That was like yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 5 years happens times. Like that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. 5 years is, the first few years is.
It's always very tough.
Not for me. I don't know what she's talking about. I had a blast. But...
Now, of course, you had a blast because you had the hand of control. I'm the one that was moving around you. Okay.
All right. 4, marriage rates have been steadily declining since the 1970s. So it is a real thing. Civilization is reducing marriage. Technology, internet, people think they figure it out that they would rather do something else. And by the time they say, you know what? I want somebody, is entering the Kevin Samuels danger zone.
I mean, people are doing the polyamorous relationships and all that.
That's also a thing, right? 5, marriage trends in the direction of the community decline. So the decline of marriage is affecting community decline. Obviously, that's negative. So for those who think it's a good thing, it's not, we're just free. Well, is it? Well, it's a lot of moving variables. We don't know, right? We just know that every human being needs love and connection. And we also know that children are better to be raised within the environment or context of family, marriage, home, 2 parents, household, right? Yeah. 6, divorce rate is higher among couples with children compared to those without children.
Wow.
What did I tell you about these kids?
They come and break the marriage. You want to blame me for the kids?
I tell you.
Kids did not actually be born.
Some people don't like when I say this, but whatever. Kids have narcissistic traits. They do. They have a way of shaking things up. And if you're not prepared for that, it will shock you. You want to say something?
They didn't ask to be born.
Okay. That's the part where they don't like when I say what I say. They say, kids are innocent. They didn't ask to be born. Whatever, man.
But whatever. I understand it can bring another dynamic of pressure.
It does. Kids are not beings. No be beings. Let me say properly. Kids require a lot of energy. Well, one of the lucky ones. We're raising three children, and you know, I consider us some of the lucky ones because they are good kids. There are scenarios where it's not that simple. You know, 7 crude divorce rate increased from 14% to 18% between 2000 and 2015. So crude is like a more. There's a definition for it in the article. Go find it. It's not the regular divorce rate that doesn't account for it. Crude is it's more like a raw number or something like that that factors everybody across board or something like that. I don't know the actual definition right now. I can't recount this, but just go read the article. You'll find it there. And if you can help me in the comment area, that's also that'd be lovely. 8 Divorce rates are also higher when both partners work full time. That's reality.
That's real right there.
It's reality.
Yeah, chasing your dreams all over the place. Because which is a good thing, but
that's a good thing.
Just factor in that you have another person.
But subconsciously, if you think about it too, if we hit,
how much time do you have?
If we hit a small stumbling block,
mm-hmm.
why should I stay with you when I can take care of myself?
Mm, exactly.
Subconsciously, right?
It's true.
Especially if you're controlling,
and I think that's where women are these days. Like, okay, I can take care of myself. What do you do for me?
So, are we trying to blame work full time for it? No, we're just saying be aware.
Just be aware.
That's it.
You can create another monster.
You know, that's a pattern you probably should pay attention to.
Yes.
9 The 9th stat that we have: women are more likely to seek a divorce than men. We already know that 76%. Of divorces are initiated by women. Okay.
Cannot come and kill herself.
It's sad. I don't know how you want to interpret that. For me, as a man, the way I interpret that is that the leadership skills that's needed is heightened. You need a little bit more. You can't keep referencing 1960s of leadership style. It will fail you.
Doesn't work in 2021.
Yes, so your emotional intelligence and social intelligence needs to be heightened.
Yes.
Because obviously times have changed. You need to learn something new.
Times have really changed.
As opposed to saying women are evil. If that's what you're doing, that's going to backfire. The only way that will not backfire is if you live in a cave and you don't mess with women.
Oh, so women are evil, but your mother is not evil. Your sister is not evil. Your daughter is not evil. I mean, these things don't make no sense. Come on, guys.
Okay, so I have 7 additional facts, bonus that's in there too. 1 out of every 2 marriages ends in divorce. We know that. I don't know why that's additional. 2, mm-hmm. there are
1 out of every 2 marriages. Ah, that's high, yo.
That's 50%.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say 50%. That's really high, yo. Thinking about it right now, I never really thought about it. It's really high.
Okay, so this is a stat. There are over 2 million divorces a year.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure. If you read the article, you'll get where the data is coming from, but I'm not sure if that's US alone or...
Or worldwide.
It can be the worldwide. That's all the US. That's all the US.
Yeah. Wait, 2 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, there's 300 million people here, so...
Ah.
but 300 million people, I said.
Wow.
Including children. So,
yes.
So it's less when you...
Oh my God.
In 2012, there were 112 divorces for every 100 marriages. That doesn't make any sense.
What?
That probably is accounting for double people that are... How would that make any sense? For every 100 marriages. For every new marriages, I guess. It's 112, so it's going backwards. You get it?
At this point, I'm moving forward.
We got to
move
forward.
Come and kill me.
All right. Oh, so, 5. Divorce rates have increased by 50% since the 90s and are expected to continue increasing over time. Because of civilization. And obviously, the kids are not listening. They think they know it better. All of these different things, factors.
They're trying new things. They're trying different from what their parents did. You know? I mean, we're all coming from some kind of trauma.
Guess what I said? So. Good luck. Good luck. The thing is that when you try new things, remember you have to create new rules for that new thing. Just keep that in mind. So what we know right now, if you practice marriage, you have an edge. Because you know the odds against you and you can work it out. And there's a good chance that your brain works in the direction of the social construct that you're familiar with. But when you create something completely brand new, be ready to create rules for it. Because if you don't do that, guess what that is? Chaos. I remember one girl was almost arguing with me on Clubhouse. And then I said, how's that working out for the generation that's dating her? She said, oh, it's chaos. I was like, oh, I'm confused.
I'm like, we're agreeing or disagreeing. Which one?
I was like, okay.
We're on the same team, right?
I was
here.
Like, okay, I rest my case.
That's it.
Yeah. 67% of remarriages end in divorce. So second marriages, third marriages.
Yes, even worse. Yeah.
It gets worse because people jump into the next one without...
Without even going through proper healing or, you know,
by pointing fingers. By pointing fingers. Forgetting that they were part of the equation.
Right.
That's why that number is like that. So the article is up there, olanola.com/blog. Go read it, take advantage of it. And we'll see you on the next one. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up, likes up, subscribe, all that good. Those nice things. What are you doing, bro?
I'm doing my India head. Shout out to all the Indians.
Shout out to all the Indians. All right.